Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and whenever it is on this amazing day in December. I'm recording December 14th live from Odd's Cafe on West Haywood Street in Asheville, North Carolina. If you're ever over here on a Thursday in Asheville, hit me up, let me know, and you can jump on the pod with me or at least just hang out for a cup of coffee. And today I'm having some vanilla rooibos tea. I'm actually doing a fast this week leading up to the 20th. So in the home stretch of the fast, and it's been awesome. You really get a chance to, with a spiritual fast, you really get a chance to lean into God a little bit more. I think you're more open to His Word. You're basically replacing the food desire, the drink desires, just going to basics for sustenance and focusing that energy, then that new energy, that energy you're not expending on those things, to God, shifting it. So this has been a great little fast period for me. So let's jump right in. Those of you who are familiar, this is a total, or unfamiliar, this is totally unrehearsed. I just go to several sources of the Bible, jump right in and begin reading. And revelation comes that way. So let's start with the verse of the day, John 14, 21. Whoever has my commands and keeps them is the one who loves me. Wow. And I will say that what God has put in my heart is, I am the kind of person that when I believe, like I believe, the Word, everything in the Word in the Bible is true. It's truth. It's better than true. It's truth. And there's no, what I love about the Bible too is it's pretty clear. And those of you who may say, because I was in this boat at one time, well, some parts aren't clear. It doesn't make any sense. Well, that's because I've learned this. You don't have eyes to see and ears to hear. Bible will not make sense to those who don't believe. So it's kind of an interesting way to reinforce faith, because faith is believing in something that we can't conceptualize, see, hear, taste, touch in our world, the flesh. That's faith. So it's interesting that before you can really understand the Bible, you have to believe first. So isn't that interesting? So to the extent that you believe, I believe, is that's where you get more and more out of it. The more you have faith in it and believe in it, it's going to come alive more and more for you each and every day. So whoever has my commands and keeps them is the one who loves me. And that is so important. This is Jesus talking, of course. So that's pretty straightforward. When you see a command, when I see a command in the Bible, I just keep it. I do it. Am I perfect? No, I'm not perfect. But that's what I'm striving to be. I'm striving to be perfection, which is Jesus. It's not from I'm a perfectionist standpoint or an ego standpoint or putting pressure on myself standpoint. It's going into joy. It's living into the joy of Jesus. He lived by these commands. So why wouldn't you and I want to do that? Why wouldn't you and I encourage each other to do that? Why wouldn't we strive to that, for that in community? By the way, community, we have our challenge coming up. We do a challenge twice a year for Life Transform Community. It's a give first model. So you jump in. It's 7 sessions over 17 days. You get the recordings if you can't make it one of the days. And it's all about hope to purpose. That is the challenge. Hope to purpose. We'll give you some hope. We'll speak into you. We'll meet you where you are, no matter where you are, if you're a Jesus follower or not. and then we will help you formulate your purpose. But you formulate your purpose with tools that we have, so it's authentically you. We don't try to influence your purpose. We'll just share with you our stories, our insight into creating purpose, our unique way of conceptualizing purpose. And then you take it from there. You'll hear from a lot of our team members. It's just a beautiful experience. So in the show notes, you'll see a link to register for that. Again, completely free to register. And then you're in. We've got prizes. We've got all kinds of fun stuff that we're doing. All right. So the second part of this verse is, the one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love them and show myself to them. So it's kind of what I just talked about. Show myself to them. That means you'll be able to see Jesus because you'll have eyes and ears. This is so good. So it starts with faith. And really, keeping them is the obedience. So if you just, you know, our world, we are programmed so often to listen, you know, be skeptical and study and learn and all that stuff. I was listening to a show this morning or something. And they're talking all about, you know, the World Health Organization and WHO, whatever that is. And, I mean, it's all good stuff, and I want to know about it. But I don't need a deep dive to know that, you know, 1% of the population controls 99% of the wealth in the world, and that they're power hungry, they're driven by Satan. I mean, that's what I need. I need the cliff notes. Because there are plenty of people who are learning this. And it's the same way. If I have faith that what they're saying is true, because I'm holding it up against the Bible, and these people happen to be biblically backed, they've got this stuff about the Bible, and they're referring to the Bible, then I'm good. And what that person was talking about is, we've got to be the watchman. We've got to blow the horn. That's part of what I'm doing here on this podcast. That's what we're doing on Life Transformed, is to be the watchman. But also, then, in the Bible, when the watchman blew the horn, danger was coming. But that caused all the Israelites to come together so they could defend themselves from the enemy. And what we're doing as a community is gathering everybody together proactively. I mean, the horn is sounding. A lot of people are sounding the horn. So we need a community to go to. Satan's deal is, he wants to get us all fractured, distracted and separated and isolated in our own little bubbles. For many bubbles. So God put on our hearts, let's create a community, a bigger community, instead of a bunch of sub-bubbles. I like that. Bigger community versus little sub-bubbles. Better to fend off the enemy. And that is so true. So we'll see where the Holy Spirit takes us. I don't know. We are just stepping to the Holy Spirit and letting the Spirit lead us. All right, such a good verse. Again, that's John 14:21. Let's go to a plan now. All right. Here we go. What do we worship? worth, significance, acceptance, security, love, beauty. We all long for something more of something in our everyday lives. We all treasure something or someone above the rest. I like this already. Okay, so worth, significance, acceptance. Oh, I've been down the path on acceptance. God showed me I don't need to be accepted by anybody. Any man, I don't need to be accepted by. And do you realize how, well, you probably don't because I'm the one that experienced it. But just imagine if you were someone like me who in my subconscious, I wanted to be accepted by people. And I didn't even know it. And it was wreaking havoc on me physically, spiritually, emotionally. And once that was revealed to me and released, that's so good. Now I'm free to share the word. I'm free to share the gospel without any expectation of being accepted. I am just doing the Father's work, just like Jesus. He was persecuted, he was killed, he was, you know, talked down and shut down. He didn't care about acceptance. He just came to do his Father's work, and that's what is so cool about this one. All right, and then love, security, beauty. Those are the things. We're wired to worship in our spiritual DNA, and we do. The question isn't, do we worship? It is what or who we worship. Success and achievement have become an empty promise that our culture dangles in front of us like a carrot. Yes, of course. So the world equals success and achievement. Lord knows I've lived in that world. You may have lived in that world. You may be living in that world. Okay, we can say don't be greedy, don't be self preoccupied, don't be sexually promiscuous, don't be power hungry. But why not ask, what is it about our heart that makes us want to chase after those things? Boom, it's always a heart issue. If your heart wants more, if your heart wants, that's the greedy part. If your heart wants you to be self-focused, how can I get better? How can I? If your heart wants to be sexually promiscuous, I don't need to get married to have sex. I need to just, you know, be free to be me. That's your heart. Or power hungry. That is just control. I put that under the banner of control. Your power. You just want control of a situation, of a circumstance, of your life, which is all a fallacy. All right, let's see what they say. Success and achievement have become an empty promise that our culture dangles in front of us like a carrot. Okay, but why not ask, what is it about our heart? Okay, sorry, recapping a little bit. Idolatry is anything we seek to give us that which only God can give us. Yes, that's idolatry. So interesting. So, if you seek money, then of course, that's the obvious one. That's why God always talks about you can't serve God and money. So idolatry, I'm making a note here. Anything we seek to give us that which only God can give us. We seek that which God can only give us. All right. It is if we take something other than God and make it our focus, and then pursue it and chase it and own it. The question is not, do we have idols? Our heart is an idol factory. Oh my gosh, I love that. Our heart, because it is. Our heart is an idol factory. And why is it an idol factory? Well, you know, the Bible says the heart is deceitful and all that stuff. But I think it's because of what we allow into our heart. What we allow culture to put into our heart. What we allow environment to put into our heart. What we allow, quote unquote, friends to put in our heart. What we allow media to put in our heart. We allow, you know, you get the idea. Because what we allow in is what comes out. All right, the question is, which idol is God's biggest rival in my life? Oof, for me right now, gosh. I mean, he's been revealing so many idols to me recently. But right now, if I were to say what idol, you know, honestly, it would probably be, this is going to sound weird, but like sweets. Like I'm in this, you know, I'm on a fast now, but after the fast, I've shifted my lifestyle to just have dessert once a week. And I really look forward to that dessert. So the question is, biggest rival? Well, no, dessert is, I guess when I say it out loud, it's really not the biggest rival to God, because I'm not constantly thinking about dessert. I have to think about that a little bit more. Because I've overcome the greed, I've overcome the self-preoccupied, sexually promiscuous, power hungry. I don't think I ever was power hungry. I lived in a world of power hungry people, and I never could quite get it. Couldn't quite figure that out. The power-hungry piece of things. Okay, so I'll think about that. You can think about that a little bit more. We focus too often on sin management, how much we can get away with, and still hang on to some measure of faith and an appearance of faith in the eyes of others. Yeah, that is like stressful. Sin management and worrying about how you appear to other people. Useless, stupid, and I've fallen victim to that. Matter of fact, a revelation for me recently is, you know, Bible says you can't trust men, other people, you can't trust them. So why am I seeking trust from people? It just relieves that. Just focus on God and Jesus. And it's got nothing to do with other people and what they think. But if you're being like Jesus, guess what? They're going to sense it. They're going to feel it. All those other things will come. But it's Jesus first. That's the key. Outward behavior, in all honesty, often does not match our inward commitment to our Savior. If we try too hard to create our own holiness, we will fail miserably. Amen. But Jesus has come to take that burden for us. The Spirit wants to change our hearts. And if we give up the grip we have on trying to save ourselves, we will find that our hearts will become more and more satisfied and Christ-like as we rest in His power to save us. So beautiful. I agree 100%. The Spirit wants to change us. Did you get that? The Spirit wants to change our hearts. And if we give up And if we give up the grip, the grip we have on trying to change ourselves, boom, we will find that our hearts will become more and more satisfied. That is beautiful, right there. And Christ-like as we rest in his power. And that's exactly what I said earlier, right? It's exactly what I said. You become more Christ-like. We are designed by God to seek with all our hearts what is the highest value, what will provide us with what we desire. In Philippians 3:7-14, Paul describes the moment when he realized that Jesus Christ was the highest value and he threw everything else away. His wealth, his education, his status, and he followed Jesus Christ with all his heart. That is, to be honest, that's where I am. None of this other stuff matters at all. It's all Jesus, all the time. Proverbs, so let me write that. Philippians 3:7-14. And then he goes into Proverbs 3:5-6. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. He makes straight your path. Exactly. Our heart is easily deceived. Our emotions fluctuate. Our understanding does not see the overall picture. So why would we trust in something other than the real God? He never lies, never changes, knows all, and loves us. Trust him. There's only one person who can fill the unquenchable longing or desire we yearn to be connected to the divine. So it's like, trust in God alone. Oh, so good. Our heart is deceived. Our emotions This is so, do you guys get how good this is? Our emotions fluctuate. Our understanding doesn't see the overall picture. So good. What is our purpose? Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Of course, Romans 12:1-2. So good. Transform your mind. So this is life transformed first. Community. That's it. That is our community verse. It's really, and it is all working on the mind. Reflection. Which idol is your biggest temptation? What steals your heart away from true and living God? Give him that burden now in prayer and let him replace it with his inexplicable peace and contentment. Okay, y'all. Sorry I ran a little bit long today, but this is so rich. If you haven't gotten something out of this, share this with all your friends, because this is amazing stuff. Okay, until next time, this has been Robert Bolden, Life Transformed, live from Odds Cafe. Check it out if you're in Asheville. And we'll see you next time. Have a great rest of your morning, afternoon, or evening. Life Transformed. Join the challenge in the show notes. And we'll see you soon.